I Got Issues podcast is sponsored by Trevor Maynard of Investors Group. Find out how you can get your taxes done for free this tax year. You can contact him at his office at 416-491-7400 or via email at trevor.maynard@investorsgroup.com.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Welcome to another I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Maynard and
James Wright.
James, what up, son? Shit, nothing.
I'm going to keep it going with that nothing thing. That's like the routine. I'll go with it. Even though I feel like I have a lot more to say now.
I feel like I got a heavy echo, but maybe I'm just not used to this.
I don't know. It sounds like there's an echo, but I'm sure it's fine.
Sounds weird.
Yeah.
So this is the first podcast after Jamaica, son.
Yeah, man.
Jamaica, did you learn about your family? You figure some shit out?
You know what? I learned about my family, and you know how like sometimes you have like this feeling that you're missing out on something or like something's missing on the inside. I'm getting deep, you know.
Go ahead. Go deep.
But yeah, I feel as though like I accomplished something really great and I feel better. Like that little yearning or whatever it was that I was missing out on, I think I accomplished. I fulfilled that dream of mine to go back on my own and just visit my homeland.
Do you feel more Jamaican? Do you feel more in touch with your Jamaican roots?
I think I do, to be honest with you. I honestly do feel like more in touch with Jamaica and like the people and have a better... I think I have to go back at least one more, like two more times, like on my own, like 100% on my own, and like visit like my family to really get like a really good sense.
Of many, one people.
Out of many, one people.
Out of many. Is it out of many?
Out of many, one people.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I always mess that up.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it was an awesome trip. Good times, good people. Montego Bay was cool. Negril was good.
And
Ocho Rios was pretty gritty, crazy. Man. That was gritty. That is like, we got to do like a Vice guy.
It's gritty, grimy, but.
It was cool.
It was all right.
Out of all the places, though, like that was like, it seemed like we're like in a ghetto.
That's where we stayed, right in the city center, man.
Right in the city, the gritty, grimy city center ghetto.
It's crazy.
It was cool, actually. It was cool.
Scary.
It was at some points.
Hard to drive through that chaos.
How was that? How did you enjoy driving in Jamaica? What did you think of that? How was that experience?
Driving's driving, man. I'm a professional. I'm so fucking good at driving. I should be like the transporter. Like, I don't know. It's different. It's a little bit weird getting used to driving on the other side of the road. But once you just start driving, it's pretty much the same. It's... still a little bit different. There's some things that are harder to get used to, and I had to be like way more focused because I had to like really concentrate on remembering which ways I'm turning. And like, fuck, it's still crazy. You got to dodge goats and fucking people, shopping carts, cars, scooters, bicycles,
mopeds, yeah,
people running. Like, it gets crazy, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's all right. I could do it. And I did it successfully, so
yeah,
I feel pretty.
Luckily, we didn't die.
Yeah, thank God. There's a couple close calls, but, you know, I got it all under control.
Total gridlock, man.
Yeah, man.
Total gridlock. So what's on the agenda for today?
What's on the agenda? The agenda is the same agenda as always. There is no agenda.
What are you talking about? I thought there was an agenda going on or something.
There's a agenda. There's a Jamaica agenda.
Okay.
And talk about that shit, like going out to clubs, seeing all the people, yeah, eating all the food, the interesting characters we ran into.
Yeah.
That's part of the podcast today. Getting real deep and philosophical about recognizing how important my family is going to be a part of the podcast today.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know, some other nonsense probably.
All right, sounds good.
I don't know what else is going on in this city or with the world. Do you want to talk about the weather?
The weather is crazy. Yeah. It's like sunny, snowing, hail, rain, sunny, snowing in one day, in a couple hours. That was yesterday. It was crazy. It's transition.
Australia, I might not be going.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I meant to ask you, when are you leaving to Australia?
I might be, that trip could be getting canceled as we speak.
Why?
Because, man, I don't know.
You have to know.
There's
always a reason.
There's a few different issues going on with it, but
can you share or no?
My work doesn't want me to go for one. There's a guy going out. He has to go for surgery next week, and he's going to be out for like 6 weeks. And that goes in the same time that I'm going to be away. So
my this is not Mike, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is not my day job. Oh. So my boss asked me if I could change my dates or cancel it. And so I'm thinking about it. I still have a little bit of time to think about it. But yeah. I think I might cancel that shit.
Well, what's the consequences? Like, say if you're like, you know, I already booked it. I can't cancel it. I'll lose out on all this money, whatever. Like,
we'll lose out on the money. I have like, I can cancel it. It costs a couple $100 to change the date. You lose a couple $100 to cancel it. But if you change the date, like I got it at such a cheap rate.
Yeah.
That I won't, if I change the date, it'll be like way more expensive and then I'll have to still pay the difference.
Shit.
We'll see. I might go still. I don't know.
I don't think you're going to go.
Why wouldn't I go?
No, like, okay, so say, okay, you can cancel it, or, like, what are the consequences if you decide to go? Is this like you lose your job?
No. Like, it's already been approved. It's just going to be fucked. Like, people, it's hard. It's we're already, like, downsizing. It's already, like, pretty much skeleton crew, and it's hard enough working with one person gone, and if there's two people gone, then it gets even crazier.
So when you get back, all your coworkers are going to be pretty mad about it.
They already hate me anyways. Who gives a shit? Fuck them. I don't even like them that much either.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a couple of people I like. I was talking to some guys that work where I work, and they heard me talking about them about not going to see Red Tails. Have you gone to see Red Tails yet? Nope. Just as I called it.
I was gone away to Jamaica. How can I see a movie when I'm gone away?
It's been over like 2 months.
It's not even in the theaters anymore. You know that?
Probably.
It was only in the theaters for like 3 weeks, and they took it out.
That's it.
Ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. You can still find it somewhere, I'm sure. But
yeah, I'll listen. Find it. Anyways,
I said shit about them. They're like, "Yo, that's bullshit. You can't be talking about us on the podcast."
And no one knows who they are.
You didn't even. I know no names. One knows who they are, but they're like, "You should have us on the podcast so we can answer your questions." I'm like, "Dude, there's not really much to defend. Did you go see the movie yet?" None of them want to go see it, so they lose. I win. I knew they weren't going to go and support it.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's that. So let's get right down into Jamaica. Show up in Jamaica. Go to Montego Bay. Go out at nighttime. Pop some bottles at the club.
Yeah. It's cheap. It's like super. Like, I was blown away to see like how cheap it was. Like, it's so much cheaper to buy a bottle of vodka, more so than here in Toronto.
It was $55 for a 26er of vodka.
Yeah, it's
or
crazy.
You could buy 3 shots for $20, which we originally did.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, which is insane. Buy a bottle, you're balling. And
yeah, and all the pretty Jamaican girls will come up to you and think that you're
some sort of celebrity or something. P. Diddy, Pop Daddy, Diddy, Duty.
We drove out to Negril, found a hotel, really nice place, really nice lady that worked there.
Oh, jeez. I got to give shouts out to... what's it called?
The hotel?
Yeah.
Our Pastime.
Our Pastimes Hotel. If you guys,
Negril.
In Negril. If you guys ever go to Negril, you want a place to stay outside of the resort, which I would definitely and highly recommend. Get off those resorts, people. See what Jamaican's all about. Check out Our Pastimes Hotel. Really great place. And you know what? After this podcast, I'm going to go on...
We'll put up a link or something.
Put up a link, and I need to leave a review.
Yeah.
Because it was a really good place, really nice, awesome.
Lady there was really, really nice.
Yeah.
She gave us a good rate because we're black.
I guess
it's true. We got better rates than
white people?
Than white people, for sure. Like, we were talking to some other people that took taxis there, and they're like, holy shit, taking a taxi is so expensive. And then when we got there, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll take you for $5.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you talk? Like, you got there for $5? They had to pay $70.
Yeah.
So, and then plus when we walked into some hotels, we're like, how much is your rate for the night? They're like, are you guys local or are you guys tourists? And you can get a local rate or you can get a tourist rate.
But I don't know how well that local rate will work for Caucasian people.
It won't work.
They're fucked.
Unless you kick on some sort of heavy Jamaican accent, then maybe you might get a local rate.
They're screwed. But when we went to Jamaica, we didn't stay at a resort because staying in a resort is for pussies. We showed up at the airport, rented a car, jumped in the car, don't know where we're going, try to find a hotel, stay in a hotel, wake up the next day, drive to another city, find a place to stay,
yeah.
Stay in a hotel. We stay there for a couple nights, beautiful place, beautiful people. And it's a way different experience because you get to see a lot more in 7 days than just hanging out with a bunch of drunken people from Quebec, getting hammered at a pool and staying on your resort and being nice and safe.
Yeah.
Like, had we done that, we would have never walked through hedonism and saw all those penises.
Oh, man. I almost forgot about that. It's hilarious. How could you
forget about that? It's etched in my brain. This is traumatizing.
In Negril, we're just walking along the beach, and I can't remember where we're trying to get. I think we're trying to get to
Margaritaville or something?
We're trying to get to the Rio, but it gets blocked off.
Yeah. It gets blocked off. So we're walking along the beach. You know, it's a really nice beach. Negril is like 7 Mile Beach. Longest beach in Jamaica and the most beautiful beach in Jamaica. So as we're walking along, you know, bikinis, you know, bathing suits, people, families, children, little more bikinis, topless girls, guys with no bathing bottoms on, speedos. And then all of a sudden it's just like, you just walk into like nakedness.
Thousands of people.
Thousands of naked people.
Holy shit.
And the weird thing was that I remember is that here I am walking with my bathing suit, with my trunks on, my swim trunks on, and I'm the one who felt uncomfortable about walking through all these naked people.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Why are you making me uncomfortable? You're naked.
We're the people that are out of place because it says like there's like markings on a tree like take all of your clothes off by here or whatever, and then it's like whatever. You know, you see a couple naked people lying down. It's like whatever. No big deal. Then all of a sudden, it's just a sea of fucking penises. It's so disturbing. Like, this so dude's disturbing. Talking to, like, some person at the bar. It's like, penises sitting over, like, right on the bar.
Right on the counter.
Jesus, I couldn't even work there. I don't know how these people do it.
Yeah, I'd like to have 2 Molson Lights, please. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
People talking to each other, like people sitting down, people standing up, talking to each other. Like you're staring right at the dude's penis. This is not cool.
That's. I think they're so comfortable with it. Like they were just. The other thing too is that they seemed a lot happier and like they're having more of a good time than the people with clothes on.
They didn't have to bring any luggage.
Yeah,
that's a happy day. I don't know, man.
Oh my God.
I think I could do that. Like I'm not that. I don't really care that much about being naked, especially if everybody else is naked. I can do it, but I still don't know if I'd want to do it because some women can look beautiful when they're naked, but guys are just disgusting.
No, it's true.
The ugliest naked things going.
Right.
It's embarrassing. I'm looking around. I'm like, oh my God, I can't even look. I just got to stay straight. But then there's, you can't avoid it. There's people everywhere. They're all staring at you like, what are you doing wearing clothes?
Look at these guys over here with the clothes on. What the hell's going on?
So strange.
You see this, Martha? What's going on over here? These guys have their bathing suits on.
And it's not like there's a whole bunch of hot young people. Like it's like middle-age
old
people.
And naked shit, people.
Gravity. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It does its work.
Things just falling, hanging.
Oh, yeah.
Sagging. But hey, we wouldn't have got to see that if we didn't go.
Yep. Now I'm scarred for life. We would have
just stayed on our resort. Yeah, whatever.
Scarred for life. A good kind of, or I don't know if that's a good kind of scarred for life, but it was an interesting.
The people in Jamaica are really hospitable.
Very much so.
I'll always remember walking with that guy who basically took us on a tour of Montego Bay to do Sam Sharp Square. And he's like, we need we need tourism because Jamaica has no, there's no other industry for them. They only export rum and coffee. Mm-hmm. And so tourism is huge. So they really take care of the tourists. They don't want tourists to be scared. They don't want them to feel out of place. They don't want them to feel uncomfortable. So they really take a good, they really take good care of you because they want you to come back. Because the guy's like, we don't want tourism to go away because then I'll turn into Mexico or we'll be just like Haiti.
Yeah.
And that is so true. So I found that the people were like really good. One thing, of course, everyone's trying to hustle. Everyone's selling a little weed. Everyone's, you know, bracelets, selling little trinkets and all this other junk. But everybody has to have a
hustle.
A hustle. And everyone's a taxi driver. Cars just drive by you. Beep, beep. Taxi. It's like, what? It's like, I guess just get in and you just have to, like, that's probably one of the most dangerous things that you could ever do. It's essentially like hitchhiking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where you stand on the side of the road. We asked the guy to call us a taxi so we could go out at nighttime.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, no problem. He doesn't call the phone number. There's no telephone number. You just go stand on the side of the road and a car drives by and picks you up.
Yeah.
That could be a dangerous situation. Like, they could literally take you anywhere they want to because you have no idea where you're going.
Yeah, exactly.
But 100% safe. Only met really cool dudes.
Yeah, totally.
Except for the last guy.
What last guy?
The last guy that took us, that met us at Pier 1 in Montego Bay. And then we went to a strip club.
Yeah. I don't really remember all that. what was I going to say?
The guy was a maniac because he wanted money up front.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's like, give me money. I'm like, I'll give you like the money to take us to the club now. And then I'm like, when you pick us back up, I'll give you money to take us back.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, we're going to stop at a strip club on the way back after the club. And then he's like, okay, cool. It's like, now give me money so that I can buy a drink. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I've already given you money to drive. I've given you money to drive us to the club. I've already given you money to drive us from the club to the strip club. Like, you have money in your pocket. He's like, I want to feel like a man. I'm like, dude, it's not my responsibility. Like, I can't be giving you money. Like, I don't know you. You could just take my money and fucking take off and I'll never see you ever again.
Yeah.
So I almost got in a fight with the dude. It's crazy. He was nuts. I didn't like him at all. I was starting to get so angry. And then I'm like, really? Am I going to get in a fight in a Jamaican strip club? Like 3:30 in the morning?
I don't remember talking to that guy. That's funny.
Fuck.
I wasn't really talking to him anyways. Where were we? In the grill. The one tax driver that we didn't have. Pommy.
I think his name's actually Pompey.
Pompey.
Because I have his phone number now.
Do you have that on your phone to play this? But anyways, we went to this local Jamaican bar and we hung out there, and it's weird. Like, when you go to like Jamaican bars, it's cool. It's like, it's like bars here, I guess. Cause everyone sort of stands around in a circle and waits for other people to dance. But when they do start to dance, it's like, they have like a whole dance routine, like set up, and it's pretty cool to watch and see.
Shit gets crazy.
Yeah, especially in Ocho Rios. Ocho Rios, man, people get like the stuff that you see in like those videos, like those reggae videos where like girls are like grinding up and stuff. Yeah, it's just like that in Ocho Rios. Montego Bay, Negril, a lot more relaxed, chilled, respectable, I guess you can say. I don't know. But yeah, going to the local bars it's a pretty cool experience. And I think maybe the reason why people don't really dance around too much is probably because they're... they've been all smoking weed or something.
Probably. Everybody's high.
Everyone's high.
It's fun getting high. Not that we got high.
But yeah, local bars are really cool. Anyways, and then on the way out, there was this like all the tour. It was kind of weird. Like, we went to this local bar. I can't remember my name. I think it was called American Pie. Went there. And you see other tourists there, like other like white guys, Indian guys, whatever else. Other obvious tourists. So you go, you hang out there for a bit. It gets like late in the night, like 1 o'clock or whatever. And then like the thing to do is to go to like the local strip club. But it's not like strip clubs here. It's more like a show where it's like they dance, but it's like, I don't know, like Pussycat Dolls kind of thing. Like you'd see in Las Vegas.
One thing I learned about dancing in Jamaica, mm-hmm. I learned about 5 to 6 new sex positions because at some points it's not dancing. It's no. sex with their clothes on.
Yeah.
It's very awkward.
But
very
they're strange. Laughing, though. I like
they,
how they're...
Listen, they're enjoying it.
They laugh afterwards.
I was taking notes. I'm like, holy shit, I've never seen that before. These guys are crazy.
The wheelbarrow? What the?
The reverse wheelbarrow in a pike position? Nice.
9 points. But anyways, went to this strip club afterward because, like, the thing to do. And, like, we actually saw some other tourists who were at the local bar inside the same strip club. Dance hall or whatever you want to call it place. And anyways, our driver who drove us there, his name is Pompey, and he was like the funniest dude ever, man. He
was hilarious.
Anyways, this one dancer comes up to him in the bar. We're just standing there. It wasn't that all that busy. She comes up to him and starts, you know, talking to him inside of his ear and stuff and whispering things. And, like, he's a funny guy, so, like, you know, she was close up to him, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. And, like, he'd laugh it off. It was just so funny. Oh, he's like, God. And he tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, James, you know, you just have to have fun, man. You have to have fun. You live once. You have to have fun. And then you got to play the clip, though.
And then on the way home, he told us a story, and it's so funny. Yeah. I'll just play it right now, and then everybody can just listen to it.
Yeah. So basically what happens, you know, like she's like whispering inside of his ear and like back and forth conversation. So in the cab ride back home to the hotel, he actually told us what exactly happened in that conversation when she was whispering and when they're whispering to each other back and forth.
And this is what he had to say.
Is the last girl that I was talking
what
to?
What she say to you?
Said, you know, I want to fuck you like your fucking dick is hard. Serious, no joke.
Oh, man. You should have asked me. I would have thrown you 300 fucking jams. I would have pitched in on that.
She said to me, when she leaned on my dick, it was fucking hard. She said, oh, my God, I like your dick. It's fucking hard. Jesus Christ. You just gotta enjoy life, you know, because we don't know when we're gonna fucking die. You understand? We don't know when we're going to die, so we just have to enjoy life.
That's it.
Yeah, live today and die tomorrow.
I love your dick so hard. No one's ever told me that. What the
fuck? No one ever told me that?
I never heard that before.
So.
I never said I love your dick is so hard. All in the same sentence? No. Never. I've heard it like bit by bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of people call me a dick. Say I'm hard-headed.
You know what she said to me? I said, can I touch it? She said, yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you touched it?
Why
you
not?
Touch it?
Why not?
Why not? Let me smell your finger.
Oh man, so that was the cab ride home right there. That was
oh my god, that's so funny.
Make my dick hard. And that was like the running joke for the rest of the trip, pretty much.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
It was so good, man.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Coming back to get that cab ride again, buddy.
Yeah, man.
So funny.
Yeah. When you guys go to Jamaica and you go to Negril, stay at our pastimes, and I don't even know how to even find that dude. Do you have his contact information? He's a good taxi driver. He's
honest.
He's honest and
cheap. He's like,
cheap. Yeah.
He has his own personal philosophy, his own motto.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember what it is. Something about eating little, eating a lot or something like that.
Yeah. Like, don't overeat. Eat little and eat slow.
I don't know what he's talking about. But what he was saying was basically, I'm not going to charge you guys $100 for a tax ride. I'm going to be fair and honest with you guys because I'm not here to get rich. I like that dude. Yeah. Solid dude.
And he actually looked out for us too. There's like, there's some
crazy guy.
Some crazy, like, I don't know, some crazy dude. You know how like after a bar, everyone's sort of like weird. So I guess some guy was like a little bit too drunk or high or whatever. And anyways, yeah, Pompey was like, hey, no worries, respect, man, respect. And he just totally like diffused the whole situation. There wasn't even a situation really, but like, it was just good, man. He was out to protect.
Solid. And he was on time.
Looking
at the clone, like, all right, Pompey, pick us up at 2:30. Yeah, man, no problem. I'll be here. I'm like, all right, this guy's going to be late. Clearly
Jamaican
black.
Time.
Nope. Man was there. I look out the window, 2:25. The dude was there waiting. Mm. Solid. Then we traveled back to Montego Bay.
Yeah.
Met the hottest girl in the world.
You did.
And then we went to then the next day we went to Ocho Rios.
Yeah.
Then on the way back from Ocho Rios, we went up the Mystic Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
700 feet up on the gondola.
That was scary.
It was fucking terrifying.
That was scary. I'm not afraid of heights, but like there's something about going up on a gondola in Jamaica that I'm not saying that it's not safe.
It's unsettling.
But it didn't feel safe.
Everyone's so relaxed. They're like, yeah, man, don't worry. We check those things once every 10 years. Like, you don't know when they checked it out. Everyone's all high and stuff. But, you know, whatever. We made it to the top. I was terrified. And then we went bobsledding.
Yeah. I killed it, man. I killed it. I no brakes all the way down.
Yeah, you're insane.
And I wish I was going faster.
I had to slow down. I didn't trust that shit. But that was cool. And everything about Jamaica was great. It was a great time. And I'm glad I didn't stay on a resort and just sit and drink shitty booze and eat shitty food for 7 days and get hammered. I've done that way too many times.
Yeah.
This is the new way to travel, people. And if you want to know, like, I could break down like how much money I spent. And I still spent less money than if I were to stay at the Rio. Staying at the Rio costs $1,800 to $2,000 for a week.
Crazy.
It's way cheaper than that, people. Come on. Step your game up, kids. And that's it. Went home.
Yeah.
And came home with the tan.
I got to say that I haven't been to a resort in Jamaica just because, like, when I went there when I was a kid, like, we'd stay with family or whatever, but eating the food, I'm not too sure how the food is on the resorts in Jamaica because I've never been, but like the food that we got from like the street vendors, like, oh my God. Like we paid like $3 for jerk chicken, rice and peas, something like, I guess there was like a salad too, and it was like the best meal I've had in my life, I have to say. Sorry, Mom.
So good. The food was like, so good. It made amazing. My dick hot.
But it was like the best jerk chicken ever. It was like dirt cheap and it was so much and so good. Amazing.
Jamaica. Amazing. Best food I've had. I've gone to a lot of places. Jamaica's got the best food. I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something right.
And they're doing it right. Yeah.
All right, Jamaica. One love. Be back again.
Out of many.
Next time. Out of many, people. One people.
We should probably add in, we did a podcast there.
Oh boy.
I forgot about that one.
Listen, we actually did three podcasts.
Did we?
We did.
I only remember one.
That's the problem. I don't know how, like, I would feel like if I were to put that on the internet and expect people to listen, I would feel like I got to be like the most arrogant asshole ever to think that people are going to want to listen to essentially nothing. Because there's so much dead time. We're not speaking. We're too high, too drunk. One of them were just eating food. Like,
like, are you serious?
Yeah, it's fucked. I'll let you listen to it when we're done this today. It's so funny. It's like, weird. I guess it's funny. I can put them up. I guess it doesn't hurt. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
If you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to listen to any of this stuff. So I guess you can just put them up, and if people want to hear it, they can hear
at
what,
least some excerpts or something.
They can hear it. What?
Because I remember there's a point where we're just laughing so hard. That was so funny.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get right down to the real issues at hand.
All right.
All right. I got an issue, and I got some problems.
Uh-oh. Everyone has problems. We all got problems.
Washroom attendants.
Oh, jeez.
They are my problem of the day, of the week, of my life.
I haven't gone to a club for a bit, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I hate them. I don't know when this became a thing that I gotta feel obligated to give a dude $1 or $2 so I could dry my hands. I'm more than capable. Like, I won't say how old I am, but I'm kind of a grown up here. I
sort of
was taught how to wash my hands before, and I don't need assistance.
Yeah,
I hate when I go in there and there's a dude there with his fucking bubble gum, his shitty cologne, his fucking condoms, and all kinds of other nonsense that he's got there.
Yeah,
and you know, you're sitting, you're taking a leak, and you're like fucking dreading, like, shit.
How much do I have to pay this guy?
How do I get out of here? Can I, like, wait till there's some other people buy him and then just sneak right out? Like,
that's usually the technique.
I don't want to have to pay this guy. And it's so weird when you don't pay him because he looks at you like you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I think that the world could do without the washroom attendant.
Yeah.
And the flower girl, too. You know, flower the broad, girl. You ever see the chicks that come into like restaurants and stuff where you're eating and then she's like, buy a rose?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get out of my life.
Yeah.
Who lets these people into these establishments?
It's crazy. I don't even understand. Are they making money in this business, the flower business?
Like, I would think so. You can go buy a dozen roses. You sell them up. You buy a dozen roses, $30. You sell them out $5 a piece.
Yeah. But I mean, like, are guys actually buying girls
guys
roses?
Guys do it all the time.
At bars?
Guys are idiots.
No, but like it blows my mind. Why would a guy do that?
Because guys are assholes and they'll do anything to try to get laid.
To me, it blows my mind. I don't get it. If I was at a club talking to a girl.
And the flower guy comes up and says, buy her a rose, you cheap fuck.
Yeah, buy her a rose. This will really impress her. It's not going to impress her. Come on.
For some girls love the rose.
Really?
You see girls flaunting that rose for the rest of the entire night.
It made
their whole day.
It's been overdone. Come on.
Some girls like it, but I think that you don't have to. Somebody comes up to you and is like, buy this flower. You should be able to say no and be like cool with it. If your chick's like, why didn't you buy me a flower? You tell her. You don't deserve one, bitch.
Oh, man. No,
you shouldn't feel obligated to buy somebody something. Like, you shouldn't be pressured. You shouldn't have that thought, like, shit. Because when it happens, you're sitting there eating, this dude rolls up, gonna buy a rose or what, cheap fucker?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, but not saying it out loud. And you're looking at her like, do I buy this flower to show her that I'm not a cheap fuck? Or do I just be like, nah, man, I'm cool. And just like, oh, I really wanted the flower. And then puts the pressure on the dude. The dudes are like, shit, do I do this or do I not?
Yeah.
And if it's me, I don't do it. I'm never buying the flower from the flower girl or flower guy. I hate that. It's like, really, if I'm going to buy you flowers, I'm not going to be buying you flowers under pressure. I'm going to buy you flowers. You know what?
When you least expect it.
Exactly.
That's when it matters most, I think. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not a flower buyer on Valentine's Day. I'm not a flower buyer on all the days where everyone's getting flowers. You'll get flowers for me when you least expect it.
That's right. That's the best time, I think.
Fucking that is the best time, I think.
And
I don't know anything about women, but I think that's the best time.
I usually never get roses either. Because I think roses are like overdone. You know what I mean? Like, you need to get like tulips or something different, something out of the norm, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, that's how I do it.
And they're cheaper. Yeah, so don't feel pressured and let's get a petition or something going to Rob Ford to get these dudes out of the washroom. I hate that. Who lingers around in a fucking disgusting strip club washroom?
Is that where they are?
They're everywhere. But
oh, that's funny.
They're everywhere, and I can't take it.
I remember that was a big thing. Like, you go to clubs, like, there's that dude who's just standing there, just like, you know, and sometimes you try to, like, sneak around and, like, grab, like, a cloth for yourself or, like, a paper towel for yourself. He's like, oh no, here you go.
Like, they take out the paper towel roll out of the thing, so the only way for you to get paper towel is to get it from him.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that. I don't need to pay you a dollar. And I know it's only a dollar, everybody. I get it. But listen, I got an overactive bladder. I might have to go to the washroom 10 times in one night. That's a lot of money.
You're essentially paying to use the washroom.
Exactly. And I don't mind doing that if it's in Europe and I get to go to the washroom by myself. I'm okay with paying to go to the washroom when I'm in there alone.
You don't need a guy watching you.
Shit.
Giving you pointers and stuff
like,
too.
I feel like the guy's got a stopwatch on me. Like, shit, how long this guy's been pissing? 38 seconds? Whoa, not bad. Big dick. You know? Small bladder. Oh, look at this guy. In and out. Nasty motherfucker didn't even wash his hands. So strange. I don't know where this whole idea came from.
Maybe the clubs are trying to make it seem like, you know, like they're upscale. Like a sort of like an upscale sort of feel to it. It's like, you know, like, hey, man, you don't have to pull out a piece of paper to wipe your hands off. We have someone to do that for you.
You know what's upscale? Me already having to pay to probably get into this stupid fucking club.
Damn straight.
And then I got to pay to use the toilet, and I got to pay to get a drink. I'm all paid out. I had to pay for parking. I got no more money left. I can't do this.
I can't tip my waiter at the end of the night.
Exactly. I'm topping out.
Oh, that's funny.
It really pisses me off.
I wonder if those guys in the washroom, they have to split their tips that they do make. You think they do, or that all the money goes to them?
I think the arrangement is probably like a stripper arrangement. Hmm. Do you know how the stripper arrangement is done?
No.
I believe
not that I know, but
I believe that like strippers will go and they'll pay like a house rate. So they'll pay $50
to be there.
To be there.
Got it.
And then they're obligated to go up and dance for 3 songs up on the stage. And then they get to keep all of the money that they make from their lap dances.
Jeez. Huh.
And I think that they probably do the same thing. I bet you those washroom attendants probably pay like $50 to set up their little shop in the fucking toilet stall.
Yeah.
And then whatever money they make, they get to keep.
Jeez. I don't get it.
I don't know. I've talked to a couple of dudes, like, you know, trying to get into their heads, like, what's, why are you here?
Why are you in the washroom?
Why are you hanging out in the men's washroom? Come on, what's going on? And, you know, some people, you know, they have stories, you know, they're going to school, whatever. But
why don't they become bartenders?
There's got to be a better way to make money, man.
Yeah, there has to be a better way.
And people, nobody likes the washroom. No one's like, oh, thank God you're here to give me some paper towels. Jeez, I would have never figured this shit out on my own. And you turn the top on for me. Oh, my God, amazing. Soap in my hand?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, shit, you have lotion here. Let me get a squirt of that CK1, please. Fuck, get out of my life. I hate that.
That CK5. They don't even make CK5. Oh, no. This is a special blend. Trust me.
Yeah, it's all knockoffs, though. Makes you smell like shit.
Oh, man. You got a whole bunch of guys walking around the club smelling like heavy on cologne and whatnot. But as long as their hands are clean, I guess that's good. And they have a rose in their hand for the next lady.
Did you hear about the strip club in Windsor that had a dwarf tossing event?
What?
What's dwarf this? Tossing.
How what happened there? What was the whole?
You go to this strip club and then they have like little people,
yeah.
Dwarfs,
yeah,
and you pick them up and you throw them as far as you can.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wait, how do you feel about that? Because I might have a different take. Some people were trying to get that shut down.
I would get that shut down too. That's weird.
Really? You think that's strange?
Well, I mean, if they're willing to do it, I mean, I understand that's great. But I don't even why is that a strip club event?
Well, it's an event because that's where you find the sleaziest people of all time in a strip club.
Are these like little, like little girl, like not little people, girl?
They're dwarf
women, I should say.
No, dwarf
not girls,
guys.
Women. Guys?
Yeah, little dwarf guys.
Okay, hold up. So is this like a guy strip club to see girls on stage?
Yes.
And then there's little dwarf guys there that you could pick up and throw around.
Yeah, one place in Florida they have. Like a Velcro wall, and they dress the little guys up in Velcro suit, and you throw them against the wall. Now you're sitting here laughing. Just imagine if you were to see it.
No, I just don't get it. I don't get the connection between going to a strip club and throwing around little midget dudes. You know what I mean?
I have no idea why, but it's generally they generally take place at strip clubs. And is that a human rights violation?
Well,
like, is there something wrong with that? Because they're trying to get it like banned all over the place, and it's banned in like so many states and stuff like that. It's banned so many places, but some places still allow it. And to tell you the truth, I'm for it.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's a tough economy, man. You know, it's already hard enough for a little person to get a job. And if somebody's going to throw you around and you're going to get paid, why not?
This is what they resort to? Man.
Would you have a problem with throwing a little person around?
I wouldn't do it.
No.
I would definitely not do it.
You're not curious to see how far you could throw somebody?
No, man. I think that's strange. That's a strange thing. I don't even know what to say about that.
It is strange.
You know what?
You would toss one.
No, I wouldn't toss one. But
no one was watching?
I would have to. I don't want to see exactly how this went down.
Oh, so you'd go and support it. Perfect.
Well, I wouldn't go. You
You're disgusting, James.
Come on. I would. It's obviously some sort of strange, I don't even know, like new. I don't even know.
You are disgusting, as if you'd go and support that. You animal. You're a savage.
I'm just thinking of like, oh, like those, what's that, Jackass?
Yeah.
They have a little guy, a little dwarf on their show, and they make him do crazy stuff. Yeah. It's sort of the same thing. That's what I'm sort of like contemplating in my head, you know, like it's the same sort of thing.
Well, I think it sort of goes back to like days where like there's freak shows and shit like that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, not saying little people are freaks, but
yeah,
they're different than the regulars. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And for whatever reason, it's entertaining for people to toss another human being against the wall made of Velcro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if these guys are willing to do it, you know what I mean? If they're like all for it, you know what I mean? They're like, hey, you know, exactly. Like, I want to do this. It's like those, you know, those TV show games that you see where people are jumping through like jelly and bouncing around and whatever. It's the same sort of thing in a way. You know what I mean?
Basically, the way I see it is that people should be able to do whatever they want to. Like, I'm the same dude who believes in prostitution should be legal. Now, some people may say that it shouldn't. Some people say that it should.
Yeah, that's a deep conversation. Yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm not a person to go to a prostitute, but listen, why shouldn't it be allowed? Says who?
Yeah.
Who should tell you what you should be able to do with your body? You want to fucking get thrown around for a living? Go right ahead. Hmm. It's like, should there be strip clubs in the city? Isn't that a terrible thing? Most of these fucking strippers are damaged women, abused, sexually fucked up. Should they be allowed to be prancing around on a stage and have men take them up to a room to have titties in their face for and pay $20 for a 3-minute song?
It's legal now.
It's legal now, but should it be?
Yeah.
Shouldn't somebody say, hey, this isn't appropriate?
I think people do, but
it's a lot of contradictions.
Yeah, it is. There is a lot of contradictions. So the same thing with this whole midget tossing.
Dwarf asshole.
Oh, sorry. Is it? Is I don't
you
know.
Never toss a midget.
Oh.
Do you even know the difference between midgets and dwarves?
I have to admit, not off the top of my head, no.
No, me neither.
Oh.
I don't know anything about them.
I'm sure there's probably a politically correct... I think the difference between a midget and a dwarf, I'm not even going to get into
shit.
It. I don't
get
even
into
know.
It. What's your guess?
I don't even know. I'm actually going to look it up.
I'll tell you right now what the difference is. I sort of know. I think the difference is a dwarf has all shorter limbs and a midget has like regular limbs on a shorter body. I don't know. I really don't know anything.
Or a midget is...
I don't know anything. Why are we asking me questions? I'm a dummy.
Well, there is a difference and we should probably tell people because I'm sure they'll be...
I do know that they find the term midget very offensive, James. It's like using the N-word, so be very
careful. I don't
believe
that. You think?
Yes. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. I think you might be right. The terms midget and dwarf are terms used to describe a person who's extremely short in height. The term dwarf is more often used these days, and midget, as a word, is almost extinct because it is considered derogatory and offensive to call someone a midget.
That's right.
I apologize.
You better.
Both terms describe a short person but refer to different physical characteristics and genetic conditions.
Mm-hmm. Preach on.
All right. So, what is the main difference here?
Drum roll.
It doesn't look like there's like a major difference. It's both, they're both genetic disorders, joint diseases, nerve compression. There's no cure for either of them. Physical disability, extremely short. And yeah, so the proper word is to use dwarf. So I apologize.
Well, there you go.
All right, so.
Oh, now we all learned something. And dwarf. Everybody's completely flabbergasted that we're even having a conversation about this.
All right.
All right, then. All righty, then. How do you feel about a guy taking a woman's last name?
A guy taking a woman's last name?
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to do it, do it.
Listen to you, all politically correct.
Hey, man, I'm just feeding off of...
That is nonsense. That's the correct answer, James. What nonsense.
To be honest with you, I don't even care about the whole last name thing. Like,
yeah, when you get married, are you going to take your wife's last name?
Great. No.
Go, why not?
Why? Because I don't want to. And the same thing, if she wants to take my last name, take it. If you don't want to take it, keep your own. It doesn't matter.
I'm not getting married unless the chick's taking my last name.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious.
You know what they call that? They call that patriarchal thinking.
You know what they call that?
Old school.
They call that
being a man.
Exactly. Growing a set. All right.
Growing a set of what?
Your wife cannot not take your last name.
What do you mean she cannot take your last
name? She's got to take it.
Why?
Because that's how shit goes.
You got to explain to me deeper why. Why?
I don't know the reason why.
You just feel as though, do you think like when you get married, you own this? You own the person?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm.
No, you don't. What are you talking about?
Are you a mental case? Listen, the only way you get to keep your last name as a woman is if you're famous and that's part of your identity.
So the only way that
if you're Angelina Jolie,
yeah,
you don't change your name to Angelina Maynard.
She hyphenates it though.
Yeah, but she's still Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. She has a whole fucking brand. She gets to keep it. Regular people, you got to change
your last name. Regular people.
That's it. Regular people change your last name. That's all there is to it. All
right. So
I'm not even down for hyphenating. Don't put a hyphen. Don't hyphenate your last name and then put my last name at the end. Switch it all up.
Jeez.
That's how it goes in my world, son.
Jeez. You hear that? So all those women out there, in order for you to keep your last name, you must be famous.
That's the only way.
And you must your name has to be like almost like branded. That's like it. A brand.
Otherwise, you got to switch it up.
Now, well, why do you think this, though? There must be a reason why.
I have no idea. It's something from my testicles that tells me that that's the right thing to do. I don't get it, but I just don't enjoy it. I met a dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, I took my wife's last name. And I said,
why would you take your wife's
last name? Are you crazy?
Maybe he took the last name because she has some sort of wealth, though.
I'll tell you why he took her last name.
Uh-oh.
All right?
All right.
He said that her wife's last... He has brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
She has no brothers or sisters. And she has got no more family left. Yeah. So her name is going to die. Her last name is going to end with her.
Yeah.
So...
What's her last name? Smith?
Who knows what it was. I don't remember what this... All I remember is this guy had crazy eyes. I couldn't even believe he was married.
Oh, my God.
And so he took her last name so that when they have children, her name is going to live on because he has brothers and sisters that can continue on his family name.
But why would he take her last name? That doesn't make any sense to me. See, now what I would do, this would be, I'm not changing my first, middle, or last names for anything or anybody. What they should do is like, he keeps his last name, she keeps her last name, and then...
Just name the kids.
And then the kids can have her last name or hyphenate their last name.
Dude, I don't know. I just know that when I heard it, I'm like, you're crazy.
I don't know.
I think you agree with me, but you just don't want to say
No, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you because there's something about keeping your name because your name is like your identity. I mean, if you're, you know, those people who change their names because they're not, for whatever reason, they want to change their names because they're not either... comfortable or they don't feel that is who they are, so they change their names. But for me, my name's James Wright. That's the name that was given. That's who I am. And if, you know, I get married and I meet someone who has the same sort of ideas where they're like, you know what, this is my identity, this is my last name, I don't want to change it, I'd be like, cool. I totally understand because I feel the same way.
Guys, keep your names. Don't be changing it. Just man up. And sometimes you got to tell somebody. Listen.
And women, I think women, if they want to keep the last name, keep it. I don't think they have to change the last name. Just
then what's the point of even getting married?
It's to create a union. It's a bond.
Why can't you just be union without signing up for something?
No, I agree with that. I don't really care about marriage and about changing last names and stuff. I'm like hippie. I'm like a hippie when it comes to marriage and stuff. No, I don't even believe in marriage.
You're actually a genius. That's the only reason why I'm your friend, because you're fucking smart.
I don't even believe in marriage. It's kind of weird. Yeah, man. Guys, don't change your last name. Women, if you want to change your last name, if you don't want to, do whatever it is that you want to do. Because either way, in the end, I don't think it really matters.
Exactly.
So you agree with me then?
I don't agree with you. I'm just trying to get off this topic.
Oh, man.
I hate this topic. It just made me crazy. I couldn't believe that shit like that was still, people would actually even contemplate it.
I think it's interesting. I would never take on someone's last name.
Now, the last topic of the day, because we're running out of time here.
All right.
Should it be about kids in restaurants, or should it be about interracial dating?
Kids in restaurants. There's nothing really to talk about kids in restaurants.
Oh, there's shit to talk about.
What do you talk about? They get loud, they get noisy. Oh. As soon as they get loud and noisy, take them to the bathroom, take them outside. Boom.
No, it goes deep.
Are you talking about?
You want to know what? I might as well leave this for the next show because it goes way deeper than just having your kids, allowing them to run around a restaurant.
You don't let
think that it's okay.
Man, you and do then it not gets let down into kids.
Parenting.
No, exactly. Then, you don't let your kids run around.
This is maybe one whole entire hour because I got a lot of shit to say about it. It makes me go crazy.
All right. Well, I
guess parents are just out of their minds.
Well, yeah. If they let their kids run around instead of a restaurant, this is not your house. You're in a public space, just like those people who listen to their music on their speakers, on their cell phones for everyone else to hear in the subway.
Shut that shit up.
Turn that off. You're in a public space. That means you got to respect other people's space.
There's something else that's really funny that's going on, but I can't talk about it right now. But I want to so bad. I want to talk about it so much.
Jordan, man. Jordan, if you're listening to this. Jordan. That we did a podcast. I can't remember what number of podcasts it was, but it was about this guy that Jay knows, and I guess now I know. He was addicted to MDMA, and then he lost his serotonin. So he has
serotonin's gone.
His serotonin is all gone, so he has to take pills now in order to combat the depression. But he was telling this one story about how he was really high on mushrooms one time, and just the way he said it was just so funny. He's like talking to his buddy, and his buddy was like all high on shrooms. He's touching a tree. He's like, Jordan, I love this tree. I don't know how to appreciate this tree. I appreciate this tree so much. And that whole bit of him telling that story became like a running joke when we were in Jamaica.
Pure running jokes.
It was so funny. Yeah. Man, it was what we were talking about. I went off on a tangent there.
What were we talking about? We were talking about whether I was going to talk about kids in restaurants or interracial dating.
And or the thing that you really wanted to talk about.
Oh, shit. I can't.
But you're not too sure if you should talk about it.
No.
What is it? It's embarrassing? Is it?
It's not embarrassing for me.
Is it embarrassing for me?
No. Well, it has nothing to do with, no, because.
Kick it.
It hasn't come out yet to everybody.
What are you talking about?
Because there'll be people that listen to this before the dude gets to come out and give a rebuttal and an explanation for his actions. Oh, if that makes any sense.
No, I don't.
It's
even
so
know.
So funny, and I can't wait till it's all out so that I can make fun of people.
Why don't you just say we got time?
Because I can't do it. Because listen, these people.
No one's listening to this anyways.
Yeah, I know. I know it's all over, but I can't do it. I can't. I want to so much on again.
I'm going to talk. So much.
I will talk about it next week, though, for sure, whether it's out or not. But
all right.
So good. Tales from the Trip.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Shit.
Let me find some story to tell.
Love trips so much. So much.
Tales from the Trip.
All right.
People always ask me about staying in hostels. I'm not going to tell a whole story. I'm just going to
give some tips.
I'm going to tell people why hostels are great for traveling around Europe.
Just the tip.
And hostels are great in Europe for the simple fact that when you travel by yourself or you travel with a friend or whatever,
yeah,
you don't know anybody. You go to a common place. You may have to share a dorm, but all of your stuff is pretty secure. You get to lock it all up.
Yeah.
You go and you meet people. People with probably like interest because they've clearly left where they were from to go visit another country. So everybody's,
meet other people, yeah.
Everybody's there for the same purpose. They want to see another country, learn about the history, the culture, eat the food, drink the beer, and have a good time.
Yeah.
So everybody's there for the same reason. So that's what makes being in a hostel so great. And you never know who you might end up in a room with.
Angelina Jolie.
You never know. Like, you, all you do is you sign up. I'm signing up for a 4-person mixed dorm. Next thing you know, you could be stuck in a room with 3 beautiful girls from Australia.
Or
I don't know.
Any bad experiences when you stayed at a hostel?
No. Not bad. Maybe like weird when there's like old people staying. Like, a lot of the hostels are like youth hostels, so you have to be like 18 to like 35 is usually like the cutoff, or maybe like 40.
Wait, do they have older people hostels? Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, you said youth hostel.
So, okay, like, if you go to a youth hostel, it's like pretty much young people.
Yeah.
But one hostel I stayed at,
there's these guys who are throwing around a dwarf.
You know, there was like old, there was like an old couple. Yeah. And because you sleep on bunk beds, like, one lady, she got this bunk and her husband got this bunk, and they were like probably like 65 years old. It just seemed very strange because I was like so super quiet. I'm like, I don't want to, like, just, like, they're in bed early, like 9 o'clock. I'm like trying to get ready to go out.
Is that the strange as
that's
it like got? This,
that's as strange as it gets, yeah.
Oh.
Other than
that's not that bad at
it's
all.
It's fucking incredible. You don't even stay in your room half the time anyways. You save so much more money.
Yeah, totally.
Like, to stay in a hostel for 20 euros for a night is way better than paying 80 euros to stay in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
When you're not even going to be in there except for to go to sleep. So it's,
and you're not going to meet anybody at a hotel. Yeah, usually,
you won't meet anybody.
Yeah.
That's why it's the best. You go down to the lobby, go to the hostel pub or bar or whatever. And there's people there waiting to do shit, meet new people, get drunk,
party it up,
live it up. So that's why you never know who you might get roomed up with. You could get very lucky and share a room with a whole bunch of hot girls, or you might not. That's it.
It's like Russian roulette, man. You just gotta play the game.
But anybody who gets nervous, that people always, didn't you see the movie Hostel?
Yeah, I was just looking that up.
I never saw the movie Hostel.
I've never seen it either.
And thank God I didn't, because it might have scared me, and then I would have had a way shittier time. The only downfall about it is, like, sometimes, like, you want to, like, organize, like, you might, sometimes it's always good to have your own space.
Why? Like, what do you mean?
Like, well, there was, like, one time where I'm like, okay, I've stayed in hostels, blah, 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 but I found a hotel for, like, 10 euros more expensive than the hostel that I was going to stay at. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay there for one night. And I stayed there for one night, and I like did like all my laundry, repacked my stuff, like took a friggin' long hot shower. You get to walk around your room naked, iron some stuff, like just figure a whole bunch of stuff out, because you can't, sometimes it's like you can take a long shower at a hostel, but
yeah,
there's usually people like waiting.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes it's, you know, it's good, but hostels are way better, trust me. I wouldn't lie to you people.
I wouldn't lie either. I stayed in, when I traveled to India, I stayed in hostels mostly. And the hostels there, they're like hotels almost. I don't know. It was cool. You get to meet people from all around, just like Jay was saying. And no weird experiences at all I've ever had. Never.
All good times.
Yeah.
Best hostels. Carpe Noctem. Budapest. That's the best hostel.
Why? Is it like luxurious?
No, it's not luxurious at all. It's a party hostel. Didn't I already tell this story?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I show up there, coming in like pretty late from Moscow.
Yeah.
And I went to Budapest and I got there pretty late. And I show up at the hostel. I'm like, all right. They like check you in. You have to give them your passport. And like they tell you that. Then the guy's like, here's the rules. Because it was at the top. It was on the penthouse of essentially like an apartment. Huh. It's like a weird apartment because there's like a big hole in the middle and you can see all the way down to the ground. Oh,
that's wicked. That's wicked.
And it's not like that high. It's probably like five floors or whatever.
It's still cool though.
So they're like, you have to, after 10 o'clock, everyone has to be quiet when you're walking through the hallways so you don't disturb the neighbors, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. I could do that. He's like, everybody leaves here at 10 o'clock. If you want to stay in though, and you don't want to go out partying because they take everybody out every single night.
Huh?
And they take you to do different things around the city. So they're like, everybody leaves here at 10 o'clock every single night to go out for the night. So they're like, and I got there, it was like 9:45. He's like, so you see all these people here? He's like, they're all getting ready to go. So he's like, you're going to go with them. I'm like, okay. And he's like, so here's your key to your room. Put your key in your, he's like, go put your stuff away and get ready to go because we're leaving in like 5 minutes. I was like, shit. And he's like, oh yeah, don't climb up on the roof because it's not safe and you'll probably die. And if you're going to bring a chick back here, don't have sex in the common room. He's like, don't have sex in your room. Have sex in a common room or in the showers. And those are the rules.
That's crazy.
It's a party place. It's nice. Like so crazy. Like they take you out to do wicked things every single night. And everybody that's cool. Stays there is so much fun. Everybody that works there is super cool.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
And I had the most fun in Europe in Budapest. Budapest was the best.
Huh. I still want to hear more about Barcelona.
There's nothing going on in Barcelona.
I just hear it's amazing.
Barcelona is amazing, but it's not like anywhere else for whatever reason. It's not like it's the best place. I would live there.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to explain. Like, I don't know what I did. I can't remember what I did. I went to a whole bunch of clubs. I started handing out flyers and shit. Like,
what, you working there?
I wasn't working, but I was like, dude,
I did so much.
I'm like, you think that you're going to get, everybody wants you to go on a pub crawl. Like, that's a huge thing in Europe. Everyone's like, go do this pub crawl. You get to go to, like, whatever. They take you to three bars, and then they'll finish you off at one of the big clubs. So this dude's like, oh, yeah, let me. He's like, go to the pub crawl. So I'm walking down the street, and there's, like, 10 different pub crawls. Everyone's like, go to the pub crawl. They give you a flyer.
Yeah.
So now I've got, like, 10 different flyers in my hand. So then I'm like, shit, what am I going to do with these? So then I met a dude and I'm like, listen, man, you're not going to get me to go to your pub crawl. Like, you got a terrible sales pitch. Let me show you how to get people to come. I took his flyers. I'm like on the street telling people to go to the pub crawl. I'm like, that's how you get people to come to your pub crawl. You see how many people I got? So many people that I got their attention. They're all over here. It's funny. It's a good time. Don't buy beer on the street in Barcelona. That's the only tip I got.
Don't buy beer on the street in Barcelona.
No, it's against the law. It's like a 500 euro fine.
Jeez.
Or you could go to jail.
Oh.
But it's tempting because they sell, like, dudes just walk down the street with like a six pack and they like, you want a beer? It's like a buck. They charge you 1 euro, you get a can of beer.
That's crazy.
But you can drink on the streets. That's the thing.
You can drink
on the streets. You just can't buy a beer on the streets. I bought all my beer off the street. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I didn't even find out it was against the law.
Huh.
And that's it. Barcelona is amazing. Just go there. You'll see what I'm talking about. Like, it's a different vibe. It's super cool place.
Next trip, Barcelona.
Next trip.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yeah, right? We'll see if you go, man.
I'll make up my decision by next week.
I think. When were you planning to go anyways? When was the day?
I leave April the 5th.
April 5th.
Oh my God. It's going to be so crazy. It takes 2 days to fly there.
That's if you go.
Oh my God. I don't know. Right now, like last few days ago, I was like 90% I'm not going, 10% I'm going to go. Now I'm sort of like 50-50.
Oh shit.
So I think I might go. To my boys out there, you never know. I might be coming out.
Good day, mate.
Good day. Good day, Fooey and Turtle and HP. Might be coming out to see you, lads. Oh, no. Mates.
Kiwis. Well,
that's the show.
That's the sound.
Sorry if it sucked or not interesting, but hey, deal with it. Everybody go get your taxes done. It's fucking tax time. Trevor's waiting for you. I think he got a couple people that signed up, so.
That's good.
It's good. Handle your business. Don't get anyone pregnant.
Peace.